This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour here from the Free State Bitcoin Shop, the grand opening day just before the premiere of, I keep saying premiere, it feels like a premiere, the re-premiere. For some people, it's going to be their first time seeing Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree in a theater, and I believe that includes you, Steven Seiler.
Yes, it does.
Because you didn't have the privilege of knowing Derek J during his Victimless Crime Spree.
I'm excited. I've only seen it on a laptop screen.
Oh my God, yes, this is going to be so much fun. I remember back in 2012 when it did premiere in Keene at the Key Road Cinemas there. We had like 50 something people came out at 9 in the morning to see this. So I'm hoping we can top that in Portsmouth, given that Derek has been posting. Like, you see the posters downtown here in Portsmouth, and I actually spent money on Facebook to promote. This is the first time I've spent money on Facebook in, like, years, so I really do want people to come out and check this out, because it's fun to watch on your own. But it's a lot more fun to watch with an audience of people. You know, you get the laughter and the reactions from the crowd, because it is a fun movie, and it is, it's a lot of, it's a really entertaining thing. So anyway, we can talk more about Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree with Derek J when he joins us a little bit later. But we're deep in Bitcoin-related and cryptocurrency discussion here on this special edition of Free Talk Live. And you're one of the proprietors, Stephen, for listeners just tuning in, of the Free State Bitcoin Shop, which is where we are right now in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's Ian and Mark here in our special studio, which has basically kind of taken over the entire shop. So thank you, first, for letting us come here and do this. It's a real honor, and we've been having fun. We've got a studio audience. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
This is a bigger studio audience than we had at the Pork Fest 3 years ago. So this is great. And it's a cool little place, freestatebitcoin.com. You can check it out online, but if you're in New England and you're heading over to Portsmouth, you definitely want to come in here. Let's talk about running the store. You can stick with us, right? You're looking like you want to go and help a customer.
Let's talk about this world famous Bitcoin tour of Portsmouth.
Tell me about that. You've got a map
together
up on the wall here with little flags planted in it, a map of downtown Portsmouth.
This is something we dreamed up when we were living in Uruguay before we moved to Portsmouth, and we wanted to make Portsmouth the most densely populated place with Bitcoin merchants.
All right, game on. You're competing with Keene.
Yeah, the competition is fierce. But so we created a map that is a satellite image of downtown Portsmouth, and we have pins with flags and information about the different businesses that take Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And we also have different flyers that we've been putting up at the businesses promoting Bitcoin. One of them says, save money, see more shows at the Seacoast Rep Theater.
Now, wait a minute. How do you save money? Do they give you a Bitcoin discount there?
People who paid in Bitcoin over the last year saw ticket prices drop by 75%. All right. So that's save money. But I'm going to get them to give a discount because...
Really?
Why not? Because it makes so much sense for them to offer a discount for
Bitcoin. I always felt like that would be one of the biggest ways to promote Bitcoin, because, Mark, as you pointed out, Gresham's Law says that the bad money, gets spent before the good money does. You know, if you've got some crappy dollars, you want to spend that stuff before you're going to spend a piece of gold, right? So same thing's true with Bitcoin. If you've got dollars in your pocket, the average person is going to spend those dollars before they spend their Bitcoin. But if you get a discount for spending Bitcoin, then that, I think, could override Gresham's Law and make people think twice and actually, pay with Bitcoin.
Well, if you go to advertise.freetalklive.com, you will see that we advertise that there's a 10% discount for anybody who buys any of our packages in crypto.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
I would offer a discount for paying in Bitcoin, but you can only pay in Bitcoin.
Yeah, you can only pay in Bitcoin.
It is discount.
That's why we have the Dogecoin discount.
So, does the Dogecoin discount at the Free State Bitcoin Shop only apply to Doge-related merchandise, or
Correct.
Anyone paying? Okay.
Only to Dogecoin merchandise.
And I did see during one of our breaks here that you got in one of the Doge pillows, which have been would you say they're the hottest seller in the store? Because they're sold out.
Yes, Doge pillows are the hottest seller. Bitcoin shirts are a close number two.
You got one in, and it went out the door before Derek even walked in the door. The guy
I think it was brought in like special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're also selling. We're trying to shift to sell more useful things. We've been selling Ledger Nanos, which are cryptocurrency hardware wallets, and they allow you to store different coins offline on this small USB shaped device. And it's a really nice way to manage different cryptocurrency.
And keep it safe, right? That's like the real benefit. Is
keep it safe. It doesn't connect to the internet. And you can put it in a safe. It doesn't have to be on your computer.
But you can also spend from it, right? Like you can send things. You can connect it, can't you?
You can connect. So you have to connect it to a computer in order to spend coins.
But it's still pretty safe, even if you do that, as I understand it.
Yeah, the keys always reside on the Nano device.
And in your mind, you've got a password, I presume, that you put in.
There's a backup that you can do.
Yeah. So cool items here in the store. Tell me more, though, about the world-famous Bitcoin Tour. So this exists right here. Is there going to be a website that also backs this up, or are you just kind of going to use CoinMap?
This is going to be on our website at freestatebitcoin.com.
Okay.
And maybe a worldfamousbitcointour.com. I might have already bought that. I don't know. And we're going to get a lot more people on the map.
I'm excited. I mean, you guys just closed the deal with the sunglass store right next door to you. So you've got two little flag points.
Yeah, and they've had a couple people come down specifically to buy sunglasses.
Very nice.
Because they had Bitcoin or Dash.
And these are nicer sunglasses.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive. Otherwise, they probably would have had more sales.
Yeah. Well, still, I mean, they were still in the beginning phases of all of this. I mean,
well, and that's a really interesting case of the Seoul Sunwear place, because I think it indicates a new wave of rather wealthy business people wanting to get Bitcoin by offering high-end products in exchange for Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when she first thought, I'll take Bitcoin as a form of payment, she was thinking she would sell the Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
But as they learn more about it, it seems like she wants to sell her sunglasses and keep the Bitcoin.
Yes.
And not use them to replenish the stock of sunglasses, but just keep Bitcoin instead of taking profits in dollars.
Because anybody who looks for a short period of time at the price of Bitcoin over time, you can see that it has tended to go up over time, and that's going to be what I think attracts people to changing their mind like that. Because I've seen that happen too out in Keene, where we do currently hold the title of most Bitcoin accepting business per capita
for now.
City for now. These two are powerhouses,
they are.
Man. They're going to be tough to
They're just a lot more nicer to talk to than we are.
And Keen, God, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, business owners. I found that, yeah, they want to feel like they can cash out. Like, that's an important first kind of question and objection that you have to overcome. It's like, oh, yeah, it's no problem. You can cash out into cash. But once they know enough about it, it's like, no, they do not cash out. They hold on to it. In fact, Roberta from Corner News, Derek knows her. She's one of the business owners, the first business owner in Keen to begin accepting Bitcoin all the way back in 2013. So you know what the price was like back then. It was very, very, very cheap compared to what it is today. She said she just recently went on a vacation. She happened to find out she was on Expedia, and she happened to notice that they apparently take Bitcoin.
They do.
For hotel and
travel
and whatever. And she spent Bitcoin on her hotel for that vacation. She says Bitcoin paid for her vacation, and she was super excited about it.
Well, I'm glad to learn recently that all the merchants that we set up with Bitcoin, they are all holding 100% of the coins.
That's awesome.
And at the street restaurant where we were earlier today, all of their mail servers, at least, will take Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you think about the products that they're buying, you know, high-end sunglasses, depreciating asset, right? So you buy your high-end sunglass, it has a, you know, relatively short lifetime, and then it becoming less and less valuable over time. Whereas food, you know, it's probably, it maintains its value completely and then drops off as it's perishable, right? Blam. So the Bitcoin, if they use food and sunglasses to procure Bitcoin, the Bitcoin's an appreciating asset, at least historically, and it's just a better way to hold on to wealth.
Yeah, unless you want to look great.
Never. No doubt. People need sunglasses.
All right. Do you want to stay for another segment?
Unless you want to get Derek on.
I do definitely want Derek. Okay, one more with Steven Zeiler, and then we'll bring Derek J. Freeman on with us here. This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Bitcoin Shop in beautiful Portsmouth, New Hampshire. More coming up in moments.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
Welcome back. More Free Talk Live here at the Free State Bitcoin Shop, where there's a crowd gathering here in the studio, and lots of people buying things. We were just joking about the Doge pillow in the last segment, talking about how Derek J. brings one in, and it immediately went out the door. Somebody bought it. And then here we are less than a half hour later. Somebody else walks in and is like, do you guys love those Doge pillows? I mean, people are just asking about
it. This tells me that Dogecoin has an indefinite future.
Yeah, I mean, just because he is kind of cute.
I thought it was a joke.
It is a joke, and people love to laugh.
Yeah, and it. I just couldn't make myself, you know, get on board, and you know, much to my my loss.
Has it gone up over time? I don't even know what the price is.
I don't know compared to when I looked.
I think generally it goes down except for the pump and dump times.
I see.
That's where you make all the money.
So anyway, here we are at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. We're with one of the proprietors, Stephen Zeiler. We'll be talking with his partner, Derek J. Freeman, here in moments. And there's just, you know, there's so much to talk about. I mean, you guys have been in business here with your door open on one of the main drags here in downtown Portsmouth. Beautiful day here that we happen to be here. You got people coming in day in, day out. You've been open for about 6 weeks, I think you said, and it's been kind of a soft open. There hasn't really been any more promotion beyond word of mouth, right? You haven't bought any advertisements or anything like that?
No, nothing yet.
So it's just people talking. It's just people seeing it on the streets and then, you know, maybe talking about it when they're hanging out with their friends or whatever. And now you see the Bitcoin shop and you can hear people even mentioning it as they're walking by.
Thousands and thousands of people are saying Bitcoin. as they go by, and you can hear it all around, echoing around town.
It's like buying a billboard and then being able to.
Exactly. We have a billboard right out front. And it's actually really changed a lot of people's perceptions around here. When I talk to them now, like, for instance, we went to a restaurant, Fresh Press, trying to get them to take Bitcoin. We had meetups there.
Okay.
And after I opened the shop, the owner of the restaurant came to me and said he wanted to talk about taking Bitcoin. Because it's a concrete thing now. There's a Bitcoin store.
Yep.
And how'd that go? I mean, you know, your conversation with him when he came to you.
Well, it was in the locker room at the gym.
Okay.
But yeah, he said that he wants to learn how to take it.
So did you schedule an appointment for that?
This was just like 3 days ago.
Okay, so it's fresh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's exciting. So now, you were talking about you guys are going to be doing some classes here maybe during the wintertime, like, you know, seminars on all about Bitcoin.
Yeah, it would be like an hour or two training, intro to Bitcoin, how to use Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have these meetups that go around, and a lot of people are intimidated because they don't know how to use Bitcoin at all, and so they don't want to come to the meetup.
Yeah, they're just waiting for people to tell them how. That's what they're looking for. They're just, you know, show me.
Which is what we usually get in Keen, because we also are using meetup.com there. It's a paid service, but it unlike Facebook, has actually gotten people to show up who are brand new, and they have a lot of questions, and that's actually kind of basically, you know, if it's just us, the regulars in Keen, then we just talk about whatever Bitcoin things we want to talk about. But if there's newbies, it's always newbie questions, and it's so much fun to be able to answer those for people and bring people on board with this.
Well, we're going to create a space that's specifically about learning how to use Bitcoin, and something that people can pay for so that they can invest a little bit of money in, like $30 or something, just to,
because you're going
to
show up
to do it.
If if you've paid for the class, you're not going to skip out on it, right? Like, you're going to be there.
Right.
Yeah. So let's see. Tell me more. Give me a good customer story. You know, you guys get them all day, all week. People coming in. Just thinking back on the last few weeks. I mean, is there something that stands out, like an interaction you had with a customer here in the store that you just think is worth sharing?
Well, I love the customers who have tons of crypto but have never bought anything, and they come in and they are totally blown away, and they just have to get everything, and they comprise the majority of our sales.
Where they literally just load up and, like, load the shopping cart, so to speak.
Yeah,
and
basically. Those are really fun. But my favorite customers are the ones who don't like our messages, and they're kind of...
So libertarian messages?
Yeah,
like,
they're skeptical.
Keep calm and carry on the gun up there?
And or they want to buy some of our more boring merchandise, the shirts out front, and they can't buy it. Oh, we talked about
right,
this.
Right.
And so they get mad. And
what's give me the most angry customers? Anybody ever stormed out or, you know, anything like that?
Yeah, people storm out when they find out that you won't take their money.
Right.
I've had people throw the shirt back on the thing and go out or tell their friends, like, this is no good. This is a scam. This is un-American.
I suppose it might be un-American.
Technically,
I'm not taking the U.S. currency. So
that is an interesting question. Are you worried about the government finding out that you're not taking the dollar? Because isn't it like illegal to not take the dollar as payment?
Only for debts.
Okay, so if they haven't made the purchase, they're not yet in debt.
Right, it's legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Okay.
And so even if you have a contract that says I'll pay you $100,000 in gold,
mm-hmm.
The state will still enforce payment in dollars.
Got it. But so, there's no contract here because they haven't made
no
agreement
debt,
to pay.
So it's just we're exchanging a digital asset for merchandise in the store.
What I mean, throughout the week, what portion of customers are coming in here who get mad versus like the people who are excited or interested?
Maybe 10%
of
are not happy.
All right, that's not
bad. They're displeased.
That's not bad.
I wish it was more.
Why?
Well, so that I could not spend time with them and really work with the most high value people.
I see.
Working on getting the best merchandise and the best information to, mm-hmm. to move people from they want to use Bitcoin to actually using it.
Yeah.
I care less about the people who don't want to use it mm-hmm. or are not very interested.
And you do have the Bitcoin vending machine here, and it's beautiful. I've yet to actually test out this particular version. You're selling Bitcoin. It looks like Bitcoin, Dash, and Litecoin in the store right now. So anybody who needs that can actually acquire it here, which is super cool.
Yeah, and before there would be a lot of people who couldn't buy anything because they didn't have crypto, and right. we would walk them across the street.
Yep.
And it was this long process.
To the theater, the Seacoast Repertory Theater.
Seacoast Rep Theater. Oh, you want a shirt, a science shirt? Well, okay, that's $18 in Bitcoin.
Got to go over there.
And they say, oh, Bitcoin, I don't know how to do that. I can't do it.
Right.
Like, oh, well, we'll do it. And then they go over there, then they come back.
And would you walk them over and show them how to use the machine?
Yeah, I would walk them over and show them how to use it. Because the goal is to help people learn to use
Bitcoin. Yeah, yeah. They need their handheld, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's the first time. You know, it's brand new for a lot of folks. We've seen that out in Keene where Chris Reitman, who runs Route 101 Local Goods, he's a real crypto fan. So even though that's not a crypto-only store, it gets people in because there's the Bitcoin vending machine there, and people are always asking questions about it. And that it helps to have somebody on staff who, in a location where there is a Bitcoin vending machine, who can walk somebody through, who can answer some of the basic questions. And you guys do that here in spades. In fact, as far as your presentation that you were talking about made me think he's actually been working on like a business-to-business presentation for accepting cryptocurrencies. So you might want to connect with him if you don't yet know Chris real well. He's one of our co-hosts on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I know Chris. That's awesome. Yeah. We're shifting our focus to business.
See what he's got put together already, because that might help you. You won't have to redo what he's already done if he's willing to share it. I suspect he would be. So
awesome.
Maybe you guys could work together on that. That's what I want to see. I want to see Keene and Portsmouth be the two dominant west and east cities here in New Hampshire. I think we already are.
Well, apparently we have some really cool Bitcoin stuff coming in. Bruce Fenton is moving a Bitcoin business to Portsmouth.
All right. And he's going to be having a
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. FreeStateBitcoin.com is where you can check them out online. But if you're in the New England area and you want to check out the premier, the only Bitcoin-only, cryptocurrency-only shop, meaning that you cannot spend fiat currency, you cannot spend dollars, you cannot spend euros, you cannot spend rubles, you cannot spend any of those government monies here, you'll be told no. Hopefully politely, but apparently some of the people who are told no are not very polite, and they have stormed out of here, which, you know, sounds like it's been a very interesting run so far. They've been open for about 6 weeks, but this is their grand opening, and we have the privilege of being able to broadcast because, well, Derek J. Freeman, who is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, is one of the proprietors of the show. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. Isn't this fun?
It's so much fun.
You know, you shouldn't say all those currencies that you can't use, because those are all old, dead currencies anyway.
I know.
Way out. You should say, like, we take more currencies than probably any other business that you're going to go to.
That's a true statement.
And they're all international currencies. Anyone can use them. Kids, you know, unbanked people, anyone.
Yeah, there was a kid in here looking around at stuff earlier. He dragged his mom in here.
Some of them have their own wallets. I talk about, like, hey, what do you get for your allowance? Hey, wouldn't you like some of that in cryptocurrency? Well, your parents could do that for you.
Sure.
They're like, yeah, you know, that's right.
Yeah, mom, what's
thinking,
up?
Start thinking, like, oh, when I'm 18, this will be worth a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mark, did you have something you want to insert here, and then we'll bring more?
Yeah, I want to tell you about BulletBlocker.com. What BulletBlocker is a company that it's founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor, and what they were doing was early on making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of school shootings. But now they've expanded to a huge selection of backpacks, briefcases, coats, jackets, and they all could save your life because they block bullets at bulletblocker.com. The products are attractive. They're well made right here in the U.S. They've got the thinnest and lightest ballistic material available on the market today. They're very flexible and concealable, and they're airport security friendly because, well, that's important. You can get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. The lives in your family are priceless. Protect them at bulletblocker.com.
So that sounds great.
Yeah, so we're here with Derek J. Freeman. There's so much to... I mean, we had Stephen on for actually the majority of the show, so you're kind of getting the short shrift here, but he's great.
And no way. He helped me out a lot. I was handling all these customers. Can you believe how many people are coming in today?
Non-stop.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a brief respite here. I mean, that we're able to pull you over.
Let's get the segment done quick.
And talk to you here. But, you know, let's talk about running the store. Here. I mean, you're here every day. I mean, you're open, what, 5 days a week right now?
Yeah.
Noon to six?
Wednesday to Sunday, noon to six.
Noon to six.
And, you know, I'm here just mostly doing work on my laptop for the most part. This is an office for me, a place where I can hang out and be surrounded by my favorite art. And occasionally people come in and want to ask questions about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and sometimes those people even have cryptocurrency and they go and spend it. They actually want to buy something.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. Right? It's a eye-opening experience every time when they're like, this is real now.
Yeah.
You know, I always dreamed that I would be able to spend cryptocurrency in a store.
And here it is.
I knew that was going to happen someday. And it's so vindicating for these people, you know?
Wow.
They're like, I bought this knowing that this was going to happen, and here it is.
Bam, that's awesome.
It feels so good. It feels good for me, too, you know?
Yeah, that is exciting. You get to be part of that for so many people.
Yeah. And for others, I get to be part of their first Bitcoin experience where they'll like, all right, I'm ready. What do I do?
Yep.
And they'll open up their phone and like, okay, what wallet do I get?
What wallet are you recommending these days?
It depends. It's on the situation. Are they a person who wants to have multiple cryptocurrencies?
Okay,
are they
going to,
you know, store many, or are they really privacy centric, or do they just want it to be quick and dirty, simple, Bitcoin only? So a few that I recommend to people are one, Jax.
Mm-hmm.
If people are looking for one that will do multiple cryptocurrencies, that makes it nice and easy.
The official wallet of Free Talk Live.
That's right. Yeah.
And they can switch in between different cryptocurrencies right in the wallet. That's a really nice feature. I also recommend Mycelium to people. It's a long, trusted wallet.
Yeah. Stephen was just showing me they've updated the fee situation with Mycelium, which is very exciting.
It's really cool. And one of the benefits is, like, some wallets won't let you turn around and spend right away. So say someone gets something from a vending machine or someone sends you some Bitcoin to fund your wallet. You want to turn around and buy a T-shirt or a bumper sticker, a 3D printer. You can't spend those funds. Sometimes they're locked up.
Until a confirmation.
Until there's
two
a confirmation.
Or three.
Yeah, but I believe Mycelium and Jax will let you look. Okay.
Is it one confirmation or zero?
Zero, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
they could turn
that's
around.
Shocking. Well, I can't even believe that.
Some people did it here today.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you're here every day doing it. So, there was a question I had wanted to ask earlier, and I got distracted. We just talked about so much with Stephen, the pricing. Because I remember when you guys first opened up, you were like, "Oh yeah, we're pricing everything in Bitcoin." I'm like, "That's going to be hard to handle, considering how the Bitcoin price can be a little volatile at times."
All new prices.
Yeah,
today.
You got to relabel everything in the store, and you don't have like those. I was thinking, well, if you had the Bitcoin tags where they have like the electronic tags, you can update it from like a computer where it can change the price throughout the day based on the Bitcoin. You don't have that here.
No.
So
it doesn't make sense for low margin merchandise. Like
those are expensive. Those tags are expensive.
You're going to pay so much more for the price changing tag. Anyway,
so what happened? How did you change it?
It's exactly as anyone would predict when you hear, "Oh yeah, we're pricing everything in terms of Bitcoin." You're like, "Okay, well that's not going to work." But I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I wanted to think in terms of Bitcoin and totally break free from the dollar and these old dead currencies. But it just the dollar is more sustain, like the price is more regular.
It's understandable also for people. You look at the dollar price, and I think you were talking about this earlier, not to, on the show, but earlier today. You know, it's just hard to grasp the prices in Bitcoin because you're looking at If you're looking at a $5 item, you're talking about 0.0005.
It was really fun. Yeah. Well, yeah, we did price things in terms of millibits,
okay,
so thousandths of a Bitcoin. But we even
and
really
that makes it even harder for me because I'm used to looking at the full Bitcoin price, and I'm like, millibits. How many decimal points? I got to convert. And
it was a lot of math, and in fact, I ran out of pricing stickers in my price gun like the first
week.
Yeah, it was like I'm repricing everything all the time.
Right. Yeah, that's no good.
I almost had to restock the thing with ink and stickers. So yeah, I said let's go to dollars here. And
but I suppose you could price it. You know, I don't know what. Again, I haven't done the math, but you know, you got a book that's going for $20 or something, you get the equivalent of Bitcoin, say it's 0.0001
yeah,
or whatever it might be, and then you could put discounts on the, you know, the pricing based on the movement of Bitcoin in that given day. So you could say, oh, that's a 1% or that's 10% off.
It's still confusing, though.
You know, because you could put just a sign up that says 10% off, right? Like you just change to one sign.
Yeah,
well,
I see what you're saying.
15% off.
That's a workaround.
You just change every week as opposed to every minute.
Yeah,
so,
or every day. That is a workaround, but it's hard for people. Until people become more experienced with Bitcoin, it becomes more ubiquitous, it'll be very difficult for people to look at it and have that have a meaning for them, like what is?
But it was fun. I mean, when they would hold up a shirt to me and say how much for this, and I would say 6 millibits. They're like, oh, okay, haha. Like, but then they have to really think, like, okay, this is a new world.
Yeah,
this is a
true
new currency, and to people who are coming from another country, like when our first customer was from Vietnam. She bought a Bitcoin pin. And she doesn't use dollars, right?
So that doesn't mean anything to her.
Yeah, and it was priced in Bitcoin. She took out her Bitcoin wallet and spent.
And that
right
showed
there.
Her, though, when she opened her Bitcoin wallet, it showed her the price and what her local currency is.
Yeah.
So it made sense to her there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think it was like 1 millibit.
So now everything's in dollar prices,
but
you won't accept dollars, which might even confuse people even more. And, you know, at least the angry customers are like, I can't spend dollars here.
Most people aren't angry about it. I think most people
Steven said
really
1 out of 10.
Yeah, most people are really turned on by it. They're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Place where I can't spend dollars.
Yeah,
I see
love
what
it.
You guys are doing. That's pretty cool. And, you know, I think it's really seditious. It's really like,
no wonder you're involved.
it's revolutionary to see people breaking free from government money voluntarily, saying we don't have to use this old stuff anymore. Best customer story. Do we have time for
I want to do that.
Story?
Let's do that coming up here. Best customer story from Derek J. Freeman, the star of Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, which we also have to talk about. And we only have a couple more segments that we can do it here just because of the way we're recording the show here on live, actually.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can, of course, join us anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We have the privilege of broadcasting and recording the show here from the Free State Bitcoin Shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with our wonderful friend Derek J. Freeman, who is one of the proprietors of the shop. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's see. Oh, one other thing, you should check out the Free Talk Live AMP program. If you love this show, you like what we do, talking about not just cryptocurrency, although that's pretty much all we've been talking about tonight, we talk about liberty and peace and freedom, and if those are valuable things to you, and it's worth $5 a month to support Free Talk Live, to help this message get on more radio stations around the country and around the world, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for the AMP program. Yes, we do accept Bitcoin for the AMP program. Of course, you can also use credit card and PayPal. It's a great way to get some cool perks that will give you some benefits, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about, you know, the running of a Bitcoin store. You guys, you and Steven, are the only two in America who have any experience at doing this thing, like actually having a storefront in a downtown area that's heavily trafficked, and you've got people walking in talking to you about Bitcoin all day long. You had what you said was going to be the best customer story so far of the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, by far the best. This is a woman who saw our sign. She was walking down the street, said Bitcoin, and she wandered in like almost like a thirsty person in a desert who found an oasis. Just what? No way! You can help me. And so she. What she had done is bought some Bitcoin. She purchased three Bitcoins at like a year and a half or so ago. And
good
she,
for her.
Yeah, and she was at an Applebee's. She told us it was this weird experience. You know, she found someone on local Bitcoins. She brought all this cash, you know, wads of thousands of dollars, and made a trade right there at the Applebee's with an individual. It was just a private sale. Yep. A guy had some Bitcoins. She had cash. They wanted to trade, and so she did it. She had a wallet on her phone that she used and forgot about it. Was just like, okay, now I've got these. And then she heard maybe a month or two ago that these Bitcoins have gone up a lot in value, and she said, okay, maybe I want to take some out. It's my anniversary. I want to treat my husband. And she didn't know how. Those Bitcoins were essentially gone. She just had no way to access them.
Interesting.
Didn't know how to find them. You know,
I bet she was terrified. Yeah,
so
like
long ago.
Upset.
Yeah, she was like, man, I really missed out on what, like, you know, it could be $15,000 roughly at the market price. So she was so upset, but came in hopeful, saying, like, maybe you can unlock this Bitcoin wallet mm-hmm. for me, please. Here's my phone. Help me figure it out. And we walked her through, like, okay, what did you do? And she actually signed back into local Bitcoins. It was still on that local Bitcoins exchange. She had never pulled it onto her own personal wallet. So we helped her download a wallet. She can send the Bitcoins there when she, you know, is ready. And then later she came back. You know, she was so happy. She got her Bitcoins. And then had a wonderful anniversary celebrating with her husband, and then came back, and I forget what she bought. She bought something
stuff.
As like a, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Like how to have a memorabilia from this place. And she's local, and she's been in again since.
So cool.
Said hello. And that sort of story of like, bringing someone personal responsibility over their wallet, helping them take control of their personal finances like that, it's part of the Be Your Own Bank story that Bitcoin allows. And yeah. So I was really excited by this customer. She was the best. A close second is a guy today who earlier I set him up with a Bitcoin wallet. He walked in saying, you know, what is this thing? He wanted to learn. He's like into techie stuff. And so he set up a Bitcoin wallet, bought some at the Seacoast Rep a few weeks ago. I guess it's gone up since then. And he came in, saw we had 3D printers for sale, and now he can buy something.
Yeah.
And so he's learned about Bitcoin, got some Bitcoin, came in, used Bitcoin.
And these are the things that people are going to talk about, too. Like you're talking about it as though it was an exciting experience for you, but imagine what they're saying to their friends and family members when they're going out to dinner that night, or when they're, you know, at their knitting club, or wherever it is that they might do. They're going to say, oh, you know, I went to that Bitcoin shop in downtown. Bitcoin shop? What's that? Well, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
I bet you there's, you know...
You can't beat that kind of word of mouth.
Yeah, there's going to be some really great word of mouth. I mean,
it's full of crazy libertarians. You have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, they even say they're free staters. It says it right on the
there
sign.
There is a frigging picture of Ayn Rand on the wall.
Yeah, there's a Murray Rothbard over
Murray
there,
Rothbard.
Too.
Little Glenn Mises.
And an AMCAP flag.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
No secret.
It kind of reminds me of the old the Bitcoin-accepting gas station that was up in the North Country for a while. I don't know if you ever went in there, but...
Yeah. There was propaganda all over the wall.
Yeah, they have bumper stickers. You guys have the bumper stickers, you haven't put them on the wall, and that's a good idea.
That was another great story, is I wanted these bumper stickers from Liberty Stickers, which I think I can now say accepts Bitcoin.
Liberty Stickers.
Do that. I don't want to say you got to, like, email them or something.
Yeah,
it's not right on the website.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they will do it, because I was like, hey, I want these bumper stickers, but I'm not paying in dollars, man. You know, and it's
right.
Like, okay, I'm ready. Let's, like, set up a wallet. Let's figure this out. And so, yeah, Liberty Stickers. You can now get yourself some awesome bumper stickers, either here in store, which would be the best way to do it, or online. You can email them.
So you've got a bunch of bumper stickers in here. We haven't even really talked about the products that are in the store. I did mention earlier that it's such a small space. How many square feet? Do you know offhand?
No.
I mean,
it's a large bedroom.
600 square feet.
And then the bathroom on the side.
Yeah, maybe 600 if you include the back with the bathroom and all that. But it's just, you know, you get some very nice displays with handcrafted wood items here made by, I believe, a Liberty activist.
Yeah.
Bill D. And then you've got some New Hampshire-related stuff. I see New Hampshire flags there.
Yeah, lots of New Hampshire-themed merchandise. It is the free state, after all. And we have a heavy emphasis on political art and cryptocurrency merchandise.
Of course.
So those are the
coasters with Doge and Ethereum and Dash.
I'm using an Ethereum coaster right now. Those Mark are so is cool. using a dash coaster. Yeah. And you won't find those anywhere else.
T-shirts, lots of T-shirts.
Yeah, and those are some of the best sellers. So, like, we had a variety when we started. Like, well, what's going to be popular? What should we serve the market here? And the market spoke that it's cryptocurrency stuff, of course. No big surprise. Right. Even though lots of tourists come in and they like the political art, they don't buy anything because they don't have Bitcoin or they're not ready yet.
Right.
But people who are using crypto, they want to buy crypto stuff.
Of course. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this plays out over the next year because, you know, there's that word of mouth that's going to get around and people are going to, like, just the other day I was over at the Route 101 property in Keene where we have a store that accepts Bitcoin that has a Bitcoin vending machine that has a guy who runs the place who loves cryptocurrency, Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host. And so it's a great kind of, like you guys, not quite, but to this, almost to the same level of an evangelist who's running the store.
Yeah.
So he can help people, he can walk them through that process. But also right outside there's the Vietnamese food truck, which also accepts Bitcoin.
Yeah, so here's their opportunity to spend it, too.
And, you know, you find out people are coming there still, even though they've been open for a year, there are people who are coming for their first time. They're like, oh, yeah, I've driven by here a million times. I finally decided to stop. And the same thing's going to happen here. So you guys have been busy in just your first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to compare your sales in month one to your sales in month 13 and, you know, the traffic and see how things change over a year. I'm fascinated.
It'll be radical. There's already huge word of mouth. I mean, just as we're walking down the street, because we have a sign that says, we buy Bitcoin real big, you know, people are used to seeing we buy gold signs.
Yeah.
And so this sort of plays off of that. And they're like, oh, Bitcoin? Really? Is that a thing? Or they'll ask their partner, you know, what is that? Oh, it's virtual money. So I hear the conversations out the door all day.
Who knows, the males or the females?
Both know, okay. But guys are more likely to have crypto
for whatever reason
more interested. Yeah, it's a disappointing observation, frankly, that the restaurant street in town has been taking Bitcoin for over a year. All of their mail servers have their own Bitcoin wallets on their phones.
Yep.
And they'll jump
to us
in.
Today.
Yeah, they'll jump in and they're like, I want those Bitcoins, you know, send those to me.
Give
me the tip in Bitcoin.
Yep.
But the ladies can't be bothered to download a wallet. They don't want the Bitcoin.
My wife was skeptical until this is an old story. Crypto exchange existed, and I traded 1,000 Bitcoin for $1,000.
Wow!
Just to give you an idea of when this was, and just to show her this can be done. You know, $1,000 was is an amount of money that is significant. It's not like you're getting a $100 bill or something like that. And you know, meaningful. You can run a house on $1,000 for a couple of weeks or something like that. And so she's like, oh, okay, now this makes sense. And once she had that experience where she could trade it for, you know, U.S. dollars, put them in her hands and do something, then it was meaningful to her.
Yeah, it makes it real. And I think that's part of what we're trying to offer here is to show people, like, this is real. It looks like a store. You can actually buy things. You can turn your virtual money into real products in the real world. You're playing with the 3D printed fidget spinner that we printed on one of the 3D printers we have here for sale.
Yeah,
Derek J. Freeman is with us. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.